Conducive to good health. Conducive to good health. What in the world is conducive to good health? When we look at the world, and we look at the number of billions of people on the face of the earth, how many are experiencing good health? How many are experiencing poor health? How many are experiencing all the conditions of good health that are conducive to good health? Well, the majority are experiencing good health. The majority of the people on earth are experiencing good health. Yes, they are. We hear about negative health because we hear about the negative things on earth. People don't talk about the good things very much, but they talk about the negative things. They live the good things. They have the attitude of good things. What is conducive to good health? Well, healthy people love cleanliness. Healthy people love cleanliness. Can you believe that? Yes, you can. Now, cleanliness is not necessarily a lack of dirt. Cleanliness is not necessarily a lack of disease germs or a lack of germs of any kind. Cleanliness is a mental attitude of cleanliness. Do you say the air is pure and beautiful? Then for you, the air is pure and beautiful, and you can be living in impure air. But if for you it's clear and beautiful, then that is all you're breathing in, and that's what you're breathing in mentally. People live in houses that have dirt floors, and we say, well, they have many diseases and many problems. Well, they don't have as many diseases and problems as we think. What they have are occasional conditions or occasional problems that get out of hand, but they get out of hand not because of, so to speak, the dirty conditions, but it's the dirty mind that they have. And who is most susceptible to the dirty mind? The children. Now, when parents have positive attitudes about life, when they have positive attitudes about living, when they have positive attitudes about everything, the children pick this up very quickly. And the children do not think that dirt is bad. You have to eat a peck of dirt before you die. Quite likely it's a lot more than that. But it's not the dirt. It's our attitude about it. It's our attitude about everything in our life that makes all the difference in the world. It makes all the difference in our health. It makes all the difference in our attitudes toward being healthy and being healthy itself. Healthy people love cleanliness. And healthy people love cleanliness when you say, all is in divine order. When you say, what a beautiful day it is today. Oh, look at that lovely river. Look at that lovely stream. Children play in streams that are not pure, and they're not disturbed. Some are. Some are because their parents have the attitude that they're playing in that dirty stream that's all filled with bacteria. And then these children have that problem. When parents surround their children with the pure white light of love, every time they leave their presence and every time they're in their presence, when the parents surround their children with their pure white light of love, when they surround them with goodness and happiness and harmony and knowing this is a good world, this is a wonderful world, this is a fantastic world, how wonderful they are, how fantastic they are, how glorious they are. There are tribes in Africa who have no clothes, who have no houses, who have nothing. They're the Bush people. And they live in a very healthy way. They live in a very healthy life. They think everything they have is good. They think that everything they have is beautiful. They think that everything in life is magnificent. And because they think that everything in life is magnificent, Everything in life is magnificent for them. They have good hygiene in living. Good hygiene is living clean thoughts. Good hygiene is living clean thoughts where you think all is in divine order, where you think beautiful thoughts, where you think this is a lovely day. You think this ground will grow all the product, the foods that we need and we want. Everything is beautiful. The whole world, the majority of the people on the face of the earth are healthy people. The majority of the people. Now, how could the majority of the people be healthy people and then have other people not be healthy people? Well, the other people are the worriers. They're the people who worry about what's going on in the world. They worry about it. Is this right? Is this wrong? They got their nose in other people's business. Really? Their nose in other people's business. And whenever they have their nose in other people's business, they are worrying about other people's concerns, which are no concern of theirs. The concern of theirs is that the children who play with their children are healthy children. The world in which they live is they don't even think of it, in fact, that it's a healthy world and that it's a good, hygienically clean world. They know it. They know it. They tell their children to wash their hands, or they tell their children to clean their plates. They tell their children to wash the dishes well, and they tell their children to do these things. Now, they don't have to do that, because there are people in this world who don't have the facility to do that. They don't have the water to wash their plates. They don't have the water to wash themselves. And yet, they are wonderfully happy, healthy people. They may be surrounded by negativity or disease, germs, or what have you, but it doesn't touch them because they are sort of blasé to it. They are sort of innocent to it. They are sort of immune to it. And I guess there is the beautiful world word. Conducive to good health is to be immune. To say the word immune, it means against something. It says that you're immune to something or from something. And that's not really the case. We're not immune to or from something. We are that something. We are goodness. We are wholeness. We are magnificence in every way. We have a beautiful body. We don't have a bad body. We have a beautiful mind. We don't have a dirty mind. We have a glorious life. We don't have an inglorious life. Everything we do is beautiful and good. Everything we do is wonderful. Everything we do is fantastic. Everything we do is as magnificent as ever could be. And that is who we are. We are this glorious being. We are this glorious life. We are conducive to good health. We do everything that's conducive to good health. Healthy people love cleanliness. Healthy people love to polish their dishes or polish their silver. Healthy people love to keep their fingernails clean. Healthy people love to keep their bodies sparkling wonderful. Not a matter of taking a bath all the time, but using the natural oils of the body. The natural oils of the body are the perfecting oils of the body. They are the perfecting coating of the body that coats the body with all the goodness and all the wholeness and everything. And it allows the dirt to fall away. It allows those things that are not beneficial to the body to just sort of fall away. That's another kind of immunity, isn't it? That's the kind of immunity that is really good. Good hygiene is living clean thoughts, living clean habits, living clean actions. And all it takes is your saying to yourself, I like me. And you are living the most beautiful, clean habit you could ever have in the entire world. Say it today. Mean it today. Live it today. Delight in it today, because you must know I love you. I love you. I love you.